Day 19. Hi again. During a conference that Dr. LaRocque was giving to different business people, a well-known local politician took him aside and asked if he could make an appointment outside of office hours. His son was a doctor and he wanted complete confidentiality. They set up a meeting for the next week at his favourite restaurant. He began to explain that listening to Dr. LaRocque's conference had given him insights into some of the reasons for his weight gain. At first, he had blamed it on his metabolism and the fact that he was getting older. But then he realized that his weight gain coincided with a conflict he had with his son. He met with his son fairly recently, and after some hesitation, he opened up and said, 6 months ago, he came out as a homosexual. He said he didn't react, and after a while he said, after all the sacrifices his mother and I have made, this is what he does. I kicked him out and told him that was not how we raised him. He had not seen his son since. He went on, every day I ask myself where I went wrong to have a gay son. I haven't told anyone. I can't stand it. You're actually the first person I've told. He told Dr. LaRocque that since that day he had started drinking a lot and that's what caused his weight gain. They chatted for a long time that evening and the topic of the conversation was guilt. I must have had done something wrong to have a gay son. Since he actually knew his son well, Dr. LaRocque told him that his son was highly respected in the community and loved by all his patients, and that was a reflection of how he was raised by his parents. His friend interrupted him, yeah, but he's a homosexual. Dr. LaRocque replied, well, that's his business, not yours. He showed him that our children do not belong to us. We can wish them well, but we can't impose or demand anything. We are each responsible for our own spiritual journey. A child leaves with the tools that his parents give him. He uses the ones that suit him and gets rid of the others. He also adds to them as he sees fit. Wanting to impose our values, our choices, and our vision on our children is presumptuous. Who are we to tell others what to do? Are we living proof of a perfectly balanced life? Live and let live? You can, however, live by example. You can hope that your kids will be happy and trouble-free, but no more. And this is what it means to have respect for others. A few weeks later, Dr. LaRocque got a phone call from his friend. He said, do you know what my son told me when I invited him over for the first time with his boyfriend? He said, you are the best dad in the world. Thank you for accepting me the way that I am. Bye for now.